Well, it's Monday, January 4th. I thought I'd give a little bit of an update. There've been a lot of sequences coming out, so I haven't really been doing updates for a couple of days. The map's been updated. There are quite a few that came from Denmark. And then more recently, there were seven South African variants that are in the UK. The sequences show a lot of heterogeneity and diversity and evidence of recombination, and there's a lot of versions of the virus out there. That is causing concerns as to how well the upcoming vaccines will actually work on these variants. They all have receptor binding domain changes. Reports coming out of UK raising concerns that the South African or 501.V2 variant won't really be recognized all that well by the vaccine. There's also some concerns that the same thing's true for the UK variant or B.1.1.1.7. They both have receptor binding domain changes. In fact, they both have the one in common, which is N501Y, and they're both the Italian strain, so they have that. But they the one from South Africa has a couple additional receptor binding domain changes, and that's raised some concerns about the ability of the vaccine to work. And there's even some talk of creating a new vaccine that would be given as a third injection by Moderna that would actually take the South African variant as a target, and that they would make a new vaccine using that messenger RNA. There's a lot of concern on what's going on in the UK, so they're talking about stretching the vaccine out and just giving one dose initially with a follow-up dose instead of being 3 or 4 weeks later, it'd be a few months later. There's been some concerns that there's no real data as to how well that's going to work. Similarly, there's discussions in the US of giving half the dose for those that are under 55. That would stretch out the vaccine. There's major problems with actually getting the vaccine from the site, the delivery site, into people's arms. So that's kind of one issue. What the virus is doing is another issue. It is changing quite a bit. In the sequences that came out of Denmark, there were a couple sequences that actually had picked up the N501 Y, and they actually swapped it out for the D 416G, which is kind of the marker for the Italian strain that kind of took over the world. That has another receptor binding domain change, which is very common in California. A high percentage of the cases in California, whether they're in Northern California, in the LA area, or the San Diego area, have this receptor binding domain change. They don't have the N501Y yet, but there's a lot of different viruses that are floating around right now. And in the US today, New York announced that they had one in Sarasota Springs. It was someone associated with the jewelry shop there, and three other contacts have tested positive. It's not clear whether they have the variant also. Different labs are kind of picking up rate at which they're generating sequences, and more sequences should be coming up. Unfortunately, a lot of these labs are kind of cleaning out their freezers, so they're putting in new sequences that were just submitted, but they're from collections that were made 3 to 6 months ago. And so the database is getting a lot bigger very quickly, but not everybody is really focusing on what is circulating now. They're really more on what was circulating 3 or 6 months ago. And the virus was much less complex then. It looks like the South African change is kind of changing in real time. Some of the recent isolates had seven changes plus the three deletions, so they really had 10 amino acids that had changed. And now some of the recent isolates have that up to 13, so they picked up three more in the last month or so. And so there's some serious concerns about that. In the UK, they had announced they had found two versions, but only one sequence has been made public. The one in London hasn't. But then today, there were, I think, seven sequences that were released throughout England. There were several different locations in England, and they were also in Scot a couple in Scotland. They've been added to the map. They're the ones that are in red. And for the UK, I don't have the UK versions there because there's too many. There's, I don't know what it is now. There's probably 5 or 6,000 of them. So they're not, the UK ones are not in UK. They're in all the other countries. But in the UK, I have the South Africa ones. And I think there's seven or eight now. They're in red. And the sequence was just released for South Korea for the South African version. And there's a lot more at this time anyway of the UK version. And Jamaica had one. Actually, they had four. They had one sequence. And there'll be a lot of sequences coming out this week. So that's it for now. Just to give you a quick update, I'll break it down in a little bit more detail. There's a lot of sequences, and trying to get a picture. Right now, it's that the virus is kind of outpacing humans, and as far as making a vaccine, the virus is several steps ahead of the vaccine. And this isn't going to get under control anytime soon.